You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Femininio needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Okay. Now, David, do you have appropriate music for this? That is the question. I want to have a little fun. Saratoga opening day. We always like to bust chops with different things. I have Saratoga fast facts.
Okay.
So, you know, we did the... Oh, yes. This is the perfect
type.
He's
gonna go very fast.
Oh, my God. All right. Now, listen. Okay. Some of these will be fill in the blank. Some of these are things I've said before. I need you, David, and Kenny to play along. Now, Kenny, are you ready or are you too engrossed in gambling?
I think I can manage to pay attention for a segment.
Okay.
He's too engrossed.
Okay, here we go. So let's just start with something very, very simple. I have always said Saratoga is the oldest American sporting venue. In what year was organized racing the beginning at Saratoga?
Wow.
Now, you know this. I've said it before. I've worn Saratoga clothing items that have this date on there.
Huh.
I see David on a calculator.
That is not how this works.
That's right. I sold you out.
I need a guess. I need a year.
David, you want to go first?
I hate you, Kenny. I'm just going to guess. I can't remember when the 150th year was, but I'm going to guess 1875.
Okay, he goes 1875. Rico Beard.
David, I'm going to go 1878.
Kenny Cott.
Give me 1862.
Kenny Cott wins because it's 1863.
Okay.
Really right. Well done. Also, there was informal street racing as early as the 1820s in Saratoga.
So the races took place on the street.
That is correct.
Was there a drive-by?
Actually, you're not far off because the guy who started the track is a gentleman named John Morrissey. Now, he had two main jobs, and I use that term lightly.
Bootlegging.
Close.
Moonshining.
That's kind of the same thing. No.
Running?
Yes.
Yeah.
Gambler and bookmaker and a bare-knuckle boxing champion. Okay. John Morrissey. Okay, Saratoga, nickname. The blank of champions.
Home.
Blank Willow. No, the blank. Blank-a-doodle-doo. No, blank of champions.
the track.
David says track. Rico?
Race.
Okay. Kenny?
City?
All of you are wrong.
The home.
No, oh, just stop. You're all terribly wrong. I've said it many times. What?
The city.
No, just all of you. It's nothing. Topography.
Kitty just guessed city.
It is known for upsets. It is the graveyard of champions.
Oh, okay.
You've also heard it called the graveyard of faith.
That's very uplifting.
That makes sense. I just played that one with, Pharaoh.
What's uplifting is it's where favorites go to lose. Mm-hmm. American Pharaoh lost there. Secretariat lost there. Rachel Alexandra came back in a huge favorite spot. Lost there. Look, the Jim Dandy race, the stake race, I think it was a horse named Gallant Fox, lost to a 100-to-1 shot named Jim Dandy.
So this is the race where you want to bet on anybody but the favorite.
It's just a historical thing, and yeah, weird things happen at Saratoga. All right, here we go. The track has been mentioned in sporting culture a lot, but including movies and books. Can you name the movie where Saratoga is referenced heavily? Think. It's more obvious than you think.
Secretariat?
He says Secretariat. David?
I don't think it's Secretariat. I'm going to go Casino.
Okay. Kenny Cott.
I'm not a movie guy, so this might be a little bit outside of my depth here.
Avengers Endgame.
Seabiscuit.
And Kenny's right.
Hey!
Oh, that's what I meant. Seabiscuit.
What do you know?
I said Secretary. Wow. I meant Seabiscuit.
Here, hey, David. Hey. David, now play the drop. Now play it. No. The other one. You know which one. There you go. It was heavily referenced in the movie Seabiscuit.
That was the one with Tobey Maguire.
That is correct. Okay. Can you name the most famous race at Saratoga that is called the Midsummer Derby? Can you name that race? The blank stakes. You've heard me talk about it. I've taken time off to go back for it.
Yeah, I'm out because I already know.
Okay. David is using the jank rule. Come on, think. Just think. You've heard this.
Graded?
No. Oh, dear God. Kenny?
I got nothing. You're going to have to just tell us.
It's the Travers.
Oh, yes.
See, that's my point. These are things that I have said. These are things that are known.
Yeah, you say a lot of things. You expect me to pay attention? It says,
Rico wins.
What is this? Who am I? Who said it?
Okay. There's a unique tradition at Saratoga, and it includes before every race, something happens 17 minutes before each race, and it signals the jockeys to do a certain thing. Oh. 17 minutes. Do you know what happens? We've talked about this.
I was going to say that paddock walk.
You are so close, it's not even funny. What happens to signal the walk to the paddock?
Is it that trumpet guy?
You're close, but
a
no.
A ringing of a bell.
And it's a bugle. Yes! Rico Beard. It is the bell being rung 17 minutes before each race for the jockeys to walk to the paddock.
I kind of listen.
Now, there's a unique feature at Saratoga that the fans get to experience. I personally wouldn't, which is a hint. There is something available to the public there. It is in the picnic area.
Is this the running of the porta potty?
No, we're too classy for that at Saratoga. It is, can you tell me what Big Red is? Very famous. It's shown on TV all the time, including when Saratoga's on Big Fox every Saturday through Labor Day. They show this. And on Big Fox, not FS1 or 2.
And this is something you don't do.
Correct.
Talk with people.
Close.
Is this the whole the horses walk through?
No.
Okay.
Big Red is the Big Red Spring. It is a natural mineral water spring that is in the track, and people go to the spring and drink out of it. That's disgusting.
Ugh.
That's like a public water fountain. It's gross.
And this is what you want me to go to?
No, okay. I walk by Big Red.
You don't have to do that.
On my way into the track. I don't mess with that crap.
Full experience. Hey, dive in.
David, yeah, it's your first time here. Head over to Big Red. It's tradition.
That is not. I don't do it. It's not for me.
Does it come with a tetanus shot?
Amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Oh, I like this shirt.
What? Okay. Will you focus, okay, please?
Was it Sister Jean like?
Worse. At least Sister Jean knows what day it is. But they may or may not have been tying stuffed balloons to Mary Lou by the end. Okay. Tough. I'll show you a few pictures. You tell me if she knows what day it is.
Okay.
It gets sad, honestly. I don't know if that was the inner monologue, but I'll allow it. All right.
You got one more? Go ahead.
No, I don't.
You do. You do. It's horse racing. You have one more.
I don't. Honestly, we're perfectly timed.
Okay.
I think we've said it all. We've done it all. That is your Saratoga opening day fast facts. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call. Period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Okay, David, a couple of the ticket texts, and then Rico, we're just going to, we did a little bit of Tigers. I know we got to touch the Lions a little bit later, but Rico's going to have some grave news for everybody. And then, unfortunately, I'm going to go over the top of said grave news. Two really stupid things in the world of college sports, and we'll bring it to you. Okay. But ticket text first. Yes, David.
Yeah, ticket text here, more on the scheme. Somebody says, if I'm the Tigers, there's no way I would do this trade because I'm not a moron. That is from Marlon in Walt Lake.
I don't think people who say they want to do it are morons. I think it's okay to disagree, but then I forgot it's 2025.
It is. It's, look, it's sports. Nothing. It's baseball is the one thing. Everything is a gamble, and then your best hitter is going to go out there and make seven outs out of every 10 times at bat. So, yeah, nothing's guaranteed. So I'm willing to risk it because the team is really good. Doesn't make me a moron.
Someone says, I love that last segment you did. A lot of facts that I did not know about regarding Saratoga.
Well, especially the Whitney lady. That was
minus the unfortunate drops. But it's summer. You want to have a little bit of fun. And it is opening day. And I mean, I just can't control Kenny. Kenny during the break. What happened with this and that? I go, Kenny, you work on the very radio show that I'm doing right now. I'm on the air during said race. Do you think I got to see said race? Like, Kenny has lost it.
I'm going to need another double,
Mike.
Do
you think you could take Kenny to the track?
Yeah. Yeah, because it's actually made for Kenny. Kenny's a picnic area guy.
Oh, he would end up, he'd be slick back hair Kenny.
No, he could rock his hat. He could rock one of his stupid Hawaiian shirts.
When Kenny's feeling good, he's slick back hair.
Kenny in the picnic area, bring the cooler, load the Italian subs. Obviously a bunch of tall boys for him, you know, ice cold beers.
By the end of the day, he's feeling
he'd have a blast. This is the whole thing. People's idea of horse racing out here is perverse. It's not what it is at a place like Saratoga or Keeneland. I could bring anybody.
Keeneland's Kentucky, right?
Yeah, Lexington. I could bring you. And even your smart ass would have fun. You would.
Really?
You'd let your guard down and you'd have a good time. Because you wouldn't be concerned with breaking my balls and you'd actually have fun.
No, you know why? Because I could sit and talk to the person next to him and actually ask real questions and not have them make fun of me.
I don't know, man. Some of these questions, I don't know if they're real or not.
No, they are real. It's just like, well, what does this guy do? What is that? Oh, see, there you go. I don't know.
When you ask me if horses wear Air Jordans, that's where I draw the line.
No. Evan said that they wear chains, and I was like, really? Mike. Do they really wear chains? Because I'm thinking, okay, if it's muddy enough, maybe you have to protect their hoofs.
David, please hoofs, read something.
Hooves, I'm going to read this to make you happy, Mike. guy says, Mike, I've booked a trip on Mother's Day for my wife to go to the Travers. She loves horse racing. We went to the Derby for 150. Not a big fan, but I'm going to look very well educated thanks to this lesson on Saratoga.
Saratoga's
from Dan in Troy.
Dan, Saratoga's a way better experience. The Derby is just chaos. It's massively overpriced. It's too many people. You're dealing with 150,000 people. Churchill is the size of like 10 big houses. It's insane. The real estate the track takes up. It's just, no. Travers, much better experience.
Now, all the races in one spot are like, do you have to go like half mile over here for some race and this race over there?
What planet are you from? Honestly.
Mike, you said it's a big not
no okay. The track you
no,
have
no the one you were talking about
Churchill
the, yeah
no it's the size of the venue with the amount of seating and how and all the ridiculous areas it's like Vegas. It takes you 8 years to get to your seat. No, the track's the track.
Okay,
but the way they've laid Churchill out, I steer people away from it. It's not worth it. You have a much better time at a Keeneland. You'd have a better time at Gulfstream Park.
And you still have yet to go out to the one in San Diego.
Right? I haven't. I want to. I'm going to try to get to the Breeders' Cup this year. I got to make it happen. I just haven't done it. I know, dude. Trust me. Look, I'm already going through a phase where, like, when you hit 40, things you look at things different. Like, there are things I told myself, I'll do it next year. I'll do it next year. I'll do it next year.
You never did it.
Next year was 20 years ago.
Yeah.
And you start to look at the, especially like I've told you, I think I've said it on the air. Like, you start to look at your parents differently. Mm-hmm. Where it's like, if you view it through the lens differently of, well, how many years left with my parents do I have? Versus, no, flip the script. Look at Saratoga, case in point. How many trips to Saratoga do I have with my dad left? Mm-hmm. Is it three? Is it five? Is it one?
No.
So you look at things differently, and it's like, no, I know. Is the Breeders' Cup at Del Mar bucket list. I got to do it because I know when it's at Belmont Park in 27, I'll go. Going to New York, it's an hour. I don't care, and I love New York.
Oh, wait, they move it around?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was just always in San Diego.
No, it's a lot like the World Cup or the Olympics. Whoever whores themselves out the most gets the Breeders' Cup.
Oh, I didn't know it was a bidding thing.
Yeah, so okay. They needed to spend, but Belmont spent $700 million to essentially look like LaGuardia Airport, which I don't know what the hell they were doing. How about this for how stupid these people are? They made the Islanders build their arena so it looked like Belmont Park. Belmont Park had the ivy, the huge window arches, beautiful track, right? Mm-hmm. Only for them to knock that grandstand down and build a spaceship Belmont Park that looks like LaGuardia. So now the Islanders arena looks retro and the new Belmont Park looks like you're boarding a flight to Copenhagen. Absolute jackasses.
I get it. But no, as you get older, you start seeing your parents as those old people.
But it's also doing things like these sports bucket list things that we talk to the listeners about. Or you have certain, you just got to get to a point you do it.
Yeah. I mean, I'm with you. Like I said, I want to kind of see like all the different Big Ten venues and kind of go there. And
you better do it before they go to 36 teams. You'll be out of time.
I'm going to have to double up.
You'll have to fly to the moon.
I'm just going to do the show out on the West Coast. Yeah. They got USC and then they got Oregon the next week.
Yeah, USC on a Friday night against Rutgers. And you drive out to Westwood to go see UCLA on Saturday.
Right.
In front of an audience of dozens. How many Big Ten venues do you have to hit? Forget the new teams, even though I know you hit UW. Did you do Outson?
No.
Okay, so like three of the four you haven't gotten to. Standard Big Ten teams, how many of them have you gone to?
Standard Big Ten teams, Michigan, Ohio State, Penn State, Northwestern, Iowa.
Indiana, you've been to The Rock?
I have not.
I have.
I've been to Purdue.
Ooh. Ross Ade Stadium.
Yeah,
is it true the press box is bigger than the rest of the stadium?
They're changing it.
Mike. Okay. All right. Maryland.
Maryland. Yeah, I've been to Maryland.
You love Mike Locksley.
Been to Maryland.
Okay. Illinois.
I've not been to Illinois. No. I've not been to Wisconsin or Minnesota.
I'm going to tell you, you're missing. Wisconsin, to me, best one I've been to.
Really?
Now,
I am looking forward to Northwestern, the new venue that they built.
You're right. Sad when they have a better stadium than we do. Okay, David, Ticket Text, we'll move along. I'll leave the slander, and then Rico's going to break some news.
Our guy Paul in Fraser says, Mike, I'm inspired now. I'm really thinking I'm putting Saratoga on my wish list.
You won't be sorry. There's all I can tell you. You can bring the family. You can go with the boys. You won't be sorry. I promise. It's the best place on earth.
Someone is asking you, though, the name in San Diego. Is it Del Mar?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. It's absolutely gorgeous. It's butted up right against the ocean. It's a bucket list place. It's from a bygone era. Very Hollywood track back in the day, the Bing Crosbys, the Frank Sinatras. But it's a beautiful track. And I got to get out there because we won't get in the weeds, but certain people are destroying California racing, and it's not going to be around much longer.
See, I didn't know that it got bidded out. I just thought it was always there.
Well, and it used to, look, New York used to be in the rotation with Belmont. Like, the Breeders' Cup was at Belmont just like a week or 2 weeks after 9/11. And an American horse won the Classic when it was supposed to be an all. Look, everybody was there globally. So, like, Tiz Now wins it. And it's a famous Tom Durkin call. Tiz Now wins it for America. And, like, it was like 2 weeks after 9/11. But yeah, it kinda rotates. Like the
Yankees and Mets World Series.
Yes, very similar to that. Yeah, big time. Because it's America versus the world. Everybody wants to beat us at our sport.
Okay.
And I mean everybody.
Horse racing is an American sport, not a global thing?
No, it's global, but we're the best at it when it comes to dirt.
Gotcha.
Now, turf, that's European. But we're the best at it when it comes to dirt.
Gotcha.
Okay.
Well, let me read this one because this one's, it's timely. Mike, the lack of knowledge about the glorious and ancient sport of horse racing makes me sad. Thank you so much for enlightening the unaware. The best place to see racing, as you know, is Keeneland, Saratoga, and Evergreen out near Seattle.
I've never been out there. But the first two, yeah, you can get to Keeneland in, I don't know, if you don't drive like a grandmother, 4.5 hours. I mean, you got to go pedal down to do it, but you can get down there in 4.5, 5. And it's beautiful. Like, here's my thing. Like, whether you are a fan of college football, pro football, baseball, whatever, man, horse racing's just something. If we don't bring people into the sport, it's going to die. It just is.
Go the way of boxing.
Yeah, and it makes me sad. And it's a great game. There's a lot of great people involved. Yes, there are douches. Yes, there are idiots in the Netflix special.
That's in every sport.
But it, like Saratoga, you can bring your family. It is not. It's not like an NFL game where bringing your kids, I think,
so
you're
nuts. Like the Derby.
No, absolutely not. Nope.
Gotcha.
It's the best, man. But yeah. I like to just have fun once in a while.
You don't have to get all dressed up. Eat regular people food.
Rob, bring your picnic area. Gotcha. Go to the paddock bar. Hell, we can go to the back porch. You don't need to dress up. There's only one area of the track you got to dress up, and that's the boxes.
Is it like the winner's circle?
No. Well, bro, you're not getting in there unless you want to race. But
I know that, but I'm saying the owners are.
Rico, you could wear exactly what you're wearing today. I put you in a picnic area, the paddock area, whatever you want. Yeah. You're fine. Now, if you're dressed up, it means you're in the clubhouse or you're in the boxes. There are rules.
Okay. Boxes outside or the air conditioning?
Boxes are outside. Okay. If you need air conditioning, I got a place.
No, I'm just curious.
I'm going to get Rico a skybox, David. We're gonna get this covered.
Just curious.
97. You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That's getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
One. All right. I have alluded to this. Rico has very, very disturbing news, because when you think you've hit the bottom of college athletics, it's always the steak knives. But wait, there's more. Yeah. Rico, just take it away. File this under something no one asked for.
File this under, I had nothing to do with this. This I cannot be blamed for. This I do not agree with. But it looks like it's inevitable. It's like Thanos. It's inevitable. It will happen, and nobody wanted it. But the people on top keep saying, I know you guys want this. They're not listening to you, folks. If you're a college basketball fan, looks like by the end of the week, get ready for an expanded NCAA tournament. To go, yeah, it's what no one wanted. It's going to expand, and it's going to take them to about potentially the field of 76. So not only will you have your regular field of 64, but you're going to have a bunch of play-in games to get into the regular tournament. Now, why you're doing this, I don't know. You don't need it. And let's face it, your play-in games are on True TV, which most people don't know where True TV is. But you want to go ahead and expand this, Mike? I already know, yes, it's because of the money. Let's just say what it is.
But how much more money even
and
is
that's
there?
Just, you're diluting your product. You had a great product, and even when you did the first play-in games, I was like, oh, okay, I guess. And last year gave you some really good ones, and I guess they said, you know what's even better
more.
Than four? More games. The beauty of the – and you know I love college hoops, Mike. It was the three – weeks, 2 to 3 weeks before the actual tournament started, where the bubble teams had to win. They couldn't afford to lose any game. It was almost like the tournament started beforehand because it was high stakes. If you got knocked out, man, that's it. You're looking at all the different bracketology things to see, okay, is this team in or are they out? As 76 teams, they're going to be out. Now, quick numbers before I... They're going to say, well, it's going to allow other teams to get into the tournament. And here's why I'll say, no, it won't. God. Here's what's going to happen.
This isn't for the little guy.
It's not for the little guy, but they're going to say it's for the little guy. For anybody who says, well, the little guy is going to have a better chance of getting in. Okay, here's your sample size. And I think this is big. 10 years. Big enough sample size? In 10 years, Mike, there were 362 at-large bids.
Okay, 362.
How many were from outside the power conferences?
So 362 outside bids. So for the people, this means, like, did the A-10 get multi-bids?
Right.
Not the conference champions.
Correct.
Okay. Well, Mountain West gets a decent amount, even though they get popped every year. A-10 used to be a multi-bid league. I'll say on average there'd be 3 to 4 per year. So let me just say round number 40.
No, you're actually a little bit 362 at-large bids, 304 went to power conferences.
So 58.
Yeah.
I said 40. Okay.
Right. So you're not that
insanely
far
insanely stupid.
83% of the at-large bids go to the big boy
this'll
schools.
This will be 500 Nebraska getting in. This will be Rutgers getting in. Yeah. Who wants to see this?
Yeah. And like they've added like 91 Division I teams since 1985 when they expanded the tournament. Okay. Of the 91 teams that have been added, it's been a total of 168 bids. Okay.
From 91 teams in almost 40 years.
How many at-large bids came out of that?
Oh, I would, if I were being...
Let me help you with
this. If I were being a smartass, I'd say zero.
No, little, too little, too low, one.
Okay. Again, one. Not egregiously
University,
stupid by me.
UCF in 2019, at-large bid.
Was that the taco fall here?
Yeah. Yes. Okay. Everybody else, either you win your tournament.
They should have beat Duke.
Or you, yeah, they should have. Or you don't go. Okay. So just so you know. And of the new schools and the smaller schools, 2,520 games played. How many wins?
Oh, you need to just.
Yeah, 19.
Oh, my God.
Point less than 1%.
So
Florida Gulf Coast and those like that, those are the teams that really push the margin out. But most teams are one and done or they win no games.
So let me ask you an important question. I don't know if you have the answer. What will this do to the format? Now, are we going to get, because I think I know what the answer is going to be. Are we just going to get like an extra 4 days of playing?
Yes. Yes.
What so then when does conference championship?
No, it's basically because a lot of conference championships are happening the week before or earlier in the week. So if you're conference champ, if you're in a small school, your conference championship was over like Wednesday or Thursday. And now it'll be an extra set of four games on Tuesday and Wednesday.
Come on.
Because here's the thing. You don't care. You're in the tournament. So if you got to hop on a flight and fly off to another city and play in 2 days later, man, I'm in.
But this is
care.
What I mean. You're now diluting. We know they ruined the regular season with the expanded tournament. We know that. But now you're taking away the meaning of the conference tournament. I mean, the reality is a lot of the bubble teams who, hey, Team X has got to win two games this weekend. Well, now
they might have to win any, to be honest with you.
You will run out of teams that are even over 500.
What you're going to get is if you're in your power conference, your magical number is to be slightly above 500 or 500, but you knocked off a couple big boys on your resume. But yes, these extra spots, they're not going to the little schools. They're not going to go to the Oaklands and the UNDs. They're going to go to the marginal Big Ten schools or the marginal SEC schools who probably shouldn't have been in the tournament in the first place. Like North Carolina had no business being in the tournament.
No,
but they made it.
There'll be a shoe-in with this format.
Yes.
I
didn't ask for this. I don't like it.
No, so. And here's what I would say. I don't even need phone calls on it. I know it's dead of summer, but if anyone can provide one positive to this, go ahead and ticket text it. Give me one good thing that comes out of this, because I can't name it. We love March Madness. However, look at how the greed is taken over. They're doing the same damn thing they did in college football, and now they're making this worse. And that's where college football, they're not going to stop.
No.
It's going to go to 14. It's going to go to 16.
And what they're going to tell you and sell you, well, we've sent a couple teams from the first four into the final four. So anything can happen.
But what happens is it starts to feel, and certainly with respect to the Tigers. No, the Tigers are different. But Major League Baseball, you get lost in the regular season. It all feels meaningless. Hockey, now going to have an 84-game schedule. There's a lot of meaningless in there. College hoops had already established that the regular season doesn't mean as much as the postseason. However, Rico, I'd argue with what they're doing here. The regular season means nothing.
The only thing that the regular season gives you, Mike, it's for seeding purposes. If I can say, you know what, I knocked off seven top 20 teams, I need one of those top seeds. No, don't stem me at the back. No, give me one of the top seeds. That's really all it's about, is how many big boys did you knock off? It still means a little bit, but yeah, the tournament, unless you're not going to the, unless you're like on the outside looking in, look, man, if you're a, like if you win the big, like last year, Michigan State won the Big Ten going away, their best thing, you know what? Lose the first game, go home and get some rest and get prepared for the tournament.
That's bad. I've got even worse news. I can save it later in the show. I got a college football story. You're not allowed to click that link. But I got a little something for you.
I just had to get that off my
chest. No, and I'm glad you did, and I don't blame you in the least.
So I just for anybody, this is going to help out the little guy.
It's not. None of this is for the little guy. In fact, if the NCAA could hire an exterminator to kill the cockroaches known as the little guy, they would.
Right. This won't benefit the Greg Campies and the Mark Montgomerys.
Yeah, because if you think that bid is going to them over 500 Nebraska, you're crazy. Okay. So Rico gave you bad news. Let me make it a little bit worse. If you want Tiger Talk, Odyssey.com Rewind. Yes, it's opening day at Saratoga, and we've had a little fun with that. But so college basketball is expanding the tournament, which makes no sense. You and I agree. There's nothing to fight about. You know the bane of my existence is college football and the complete disregard for geography to play a role in setting up conferences.
Yes, the West Virginia and the Big 12.
Correctamundo. Well, I'd like to inform you that it sounds like for a lot of people who listen to this show, your conference is going away. Maction.
Oh.
Let me give you the latest. Now, a sentence that I can't
Thoughts and prayers, Costa.
I'm saying it. Eastern Michigan, Central Michigan, Western Michigan. Forget about Toledo. There's a ton of people in this state. It's where you went to school. Fine. You don't root for your team and your Wolverines. But you get my point.
Right.
Rico, so are you aware Northern Illinois has left the MAC?
No. Wait.
Oh, yeah. Starting in 2026, Northern Illinois has joined the Mountain West.
Yes.
Because we all know DeKalb, Illinois is a stone's throw from Ogden, Utah.
Man, nothing is better than driving down Main Street and looking at the mountains in the background.
Where are the mountains? What are we doing?
It's so picturesque.
There's no mountains, and it's not west.
I'm not done. Now, Ohio University is in talks with the Fun Belt.
No.
What?
Ohio is considering a move to the Fun Belt. Initial discussions the day after Texas State's announcement of going to the Pac-12. Conference USA members Louisiana Tech and Western Kentucky are talking about how they can keep the Sun Belt together. Ohio has reached out to the Sun Belt to discuss membership. They're the lone charter member of the MAC, still in the MAC. Ohio helped create the MAC back in 1946, along with Western Michigan and Miami, Ohio.
So the Bobcats, wow. I guess the Fun Belt, I mean, that conference check is going to be a little bigger.
Can we just, I you know what it is, Rico? It's what I said about your topic. I don't expect people to get upset because the MAC is going to go away as a solo issue. I'm not saying that that is going to be the cover of the free press. But if you're a fan of college football, when will an adult or set of adults step in and go, enough? There's a better way to do this. Like, everybody just stop. And if it means we're going to redesign conferences and we're going to rename them and we're going to generate money.
I was hoping that this new CEO, whatever they're calling this person, would be the one who says, okay, we got a problem to fix. Because right now, Mike, there is nobody who's like, everything's allowed. It's okay, you want to do this? Yeah, sure. Why not? It's permissive hippie parents. Yeah, sure. Go for it. Nobody's saying, no, that's a bad idea. We're going to do something better. We're going to do this. We're going to do that. So, no, it will start to all erode and go away. It was an easy fix a few years ago. Now, the fix is getting a little more difficult as each year progresses, but it can still be corrected. But, Mike, as you know, in order to fix a problem, you first have to admit you have a problem.
But why does everyone know there's a problem except the people in the sport?
Because the people in the sport are making money, so therefore it's no problem because they're making a lot of money. They don't see that it's very short-term money.
Yeah, exactly. They're destroying the essence of what it is to where I don't even view it as college football anymore.
And a lot of people who are the decision-makers, Mike, they're about a year or two away from retiring. So it's all about let's get as much money as I can now.
And the funny part, too, is when you look at a map and you look at the MAC, it was perfectly relevant. You could draw. You didn't have to fly to any of your games. They go and add Buffalo and UMass. All right, well, now planes have to happen. Mm-hmm. Think about Ohio, because here's what's going to happen. The MAC schools cry poor. Okay, what's the travel budget all of a sudden now for Northern Illinois, who won't have a single game in their conference less than 1,500 miles away? Right.
You know what's going to happen? Northern Illinois is basically going to have to whore themselves out to other schools, pay us $1 million, and you can come and beat us.
David, that's all. Those are your two college sports updates. You
that
guys
was
can
sad.
Have them both.
Yeah, you.
David, the tickets.
You won the steak knives.
Oh, Ohio going to play football now in Mississippi because they're in the Sun Belt. That's stupid.
Yeah, exactly. Short jaunt to Lafayette, Louisiana.
Like, what are we doing, man?
It makes no sense.
Oh, college sports are absolutely done. I am glad I got to see it before this garbage that
Me
is
too.
From Cam driving into the sunset.
I'm glad State made the last real Rose Bowl. Big
yeah,
10.
That meaning doesn't,
Pac-10.
It's not there anymore.
No, it's because now right. it's just nonsense.
Well, they did it, like, what was it, last year? But it was, like, part of the playoffs. It was Oregon and somebody. And they're like, eh, it's still the.
It was Oregon, Ohio State in a horrible football game. It's just the whole, they have managed to take something so incredibly special and wreck it.
Yeah.
Besides the geography, since when is Northern Illinois too good for the MAC? They're an auto repair program away from community college status. That is John and Lake Orion.
Well, you know, Johnny, the problem is they've been kind of the patriarch of the MAC. They win.
Mm-hmm.
They win lots of games. They've got some of the MAC's best signature victories, including what they did in Notre Dame a couple of years ago. They are a quintessential MAC ball breaker. It's not like Kent State, who's just ass. Like, Kent State is the toilet paper roll. Mm-hmm. They're not even the toilet paper. They're the actual cardboard tube. The doo-doo-doo, as we called it as kids, because you'd play it. That's Kent State. That's Kent State. Northern Illinois is like arguably one of the 2-3 best programs in the MAC. Yeah. Gone. Ohio, a rich tradition. Gone. Conference is dead. It's dead.
How many teams left?
You got what? Eastern, Central, Western. You got Bowling Green. You got Miami, Ohio. You'd have Ball State. You'd have Akron, which, by the way, Akron may close as a school. Not as a football pro. The school might close. They're struggling to get enrollment.
Maybe they can get LeBron to help them out.
Okay.
It's going to be called LeBron University
right.
now.
Bronny's going to be the head coach.
That's all he can do. Yeah. So, college basketball is going to go to 76 teams now. How many of those teams truly have a shot? I'll tell you, none.
Yeah, it's just all filler. None of this results in a higher quality of play. And like, look, we're going to do this next week, all-star break, couple days with no sports. We do have our Stoney and Wojo Invitational. But one of the days, we're going to do the rivalry symposium. David had a blitz while you were gone. And it was all about these rivalries. And several of them, David, I go, David, wait a minute. Those two don't even play anymore. Why is this being ranked? All of these rivalries, like Michigan-Notre Dame, they don't play. Michigan State-Notre Dame, they don't play. Kansas-Missouri, they don't play. Texas A&M and Texas, for a while, they didn't play. All of that is based on the television greed. They've mm-hmm. taken away what makes the sport the sport. Mm-hmm. That's what's crazy. Mm-hmm. But we're going to do it next week because we are going to do a real list. And every rivalry that makes the cut, it must be active.
Every year.
Yes.
Okay.
That's what rivalries
saying, because
are.
Because the Notre Dame, Michigan State type of thing was like every 2-3 years. Wasn't every year, but at least they played.
We played them every year of my life growing up and into college. Hell, I'm 4-0 at Notre Dame Stadium. Rico, they played all the time.
No, they played all the time, but it wasn't like it was set. It was like every other year, or they would play two back-to-back years and then off for 2 years type of thing. I got you.
It doesn't matter now. When's the last time we played him? Exactly.
Yeah, you know what? Here, let me help you out with that. The winning catch, I think, was by Donnie Corley.
Wow.
2016?
Yes.
Oh, my God. That was like the one game we won that year. How did that happen? When did you meet Will Smith?
He caught the game winning.
You've been injured in an auto accident, and now you're drowning in medical bills or dealing with insurance companies who couldn't care less about you. Injury attorney David Feminino needs to be your first call, period. Get David, get paid. It's not just a catchy phrase. It's a promise. So if someone you know has been injured, don't just sit there and hope things get better. Call David at 855-65-CRASH or go to that website. GetDavidGetPaid.com. That's GetDavidGetPaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off with minimum purchase, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.